The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
So two nominations, Keith, in 2019 here. You're coming off the CMA Artist of the Year. When you don't expect to win, you win. That's awesome. That's great. Because I remember the story you were telling a few weeks ago about how at the CMAs, you're like, all right, we're going to leave. We're going to go out that side door. And all of a sudden, they announced your name. And you were like, what am I going to say?
Yeah, that was a good shock, though. it's a good shock.
So what kind of plans do you have for the show? Are you performing?
Yeah, I'm going to do a new song tomorrow night.
Something that we haven't heard yet?
Yeah, I've never played it, ever. I heard this song a little while ago. It's written by an incredible Irish singer-songwriter that I love. And I just, when I heard this song, it just stopped me in my tracks.
So say the name of it.
Can't say that.
Keith.
But
come on.
But so I went in and recorded it.
Yeah.
And it's not a new single. It's just new music. That's
okay.
All. Yeah.
So now I know you keep teasing us in the studio. Are you getting closer?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 I think I will have things coming out here in the next handful of months. Hopefully, that's the plan.
Are you doing the? Seems to be like a new trend of people that will just, they'll do singles for a while and then the album, because used to be the formula was album first and then single, then you plan another single, then another single. So
right.
It seems like once you get something out of your system, you release it to your fans. Is that kind of what you're doing now?
Yeah, I just even think of it as new music, because it may not be a single in the traditional sense. Certain things, you don't have a video for it, you don't send it to radio. It's just new music. Mm-hmm. And then other ones might be more specifically geared for or suitable for something else. And as an artist, though, I just love to be able to create and put it out. Why not? You know?
Yeah, because there's a lot of roadblocks, right, if you're not careful.
Well, what's great about 2019 is you get to do that, and you get to capture things. And it's like I said, I almost call it sport recording, right? Catch and release.
That's pretty interesting, because when you were coming up, I mean, you had to hope somebody was going to be there to see you.
Yeah.
And it was interesting for you coming from, you know, down in Australia area, like you never knew if somebody was going to be able to find out who you were, you know.
Totally.
So,
yeah.
How old were you when you moved to Nashville?
I was 23.
Okay, so like that's a gutsy move.
Yeah.
Dude, where now you could have just put it on the internet and hope it goes viral.
Yeah, well, just so that, you know, your audience gets to hear it.
Yeah.
You know? That's the big thing.
I mean, it's so amazing, because you know, you can't go see everybody in the world if you're an A&R person. I mean,
that's
how
right.
You discover everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, but yep. Philadelphia loves you, man.
Likewise.
Thanks for coming to the hockey game. That was fun.
Absolutely.
That was a blast.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to go when you took your jacket off.
It was hot up there.
Was it really?
Yeah, so the crazy thing was, I thought it's going to be Arctic cold, right? So
well, it was cold in rehearsal. I remember the jacket, a big coat on.
Yeah, so they put these big heaters in front of me. And when I saw they were made in Canada, I went, oh, I bet these things are efficient, right?
Would have melted the ice if they were any closer.
And halfway through my song at rehearsal, I'm like sweating. And I'm just like, these things were amazing.
Well, so that was a fun night. The photos were great. I love the pyro. I didn't expect that. That was really great.
It's so cool to do that hockey outside like that. I mean, that's its origins, right? That's where it all came from.
Yeah,
so
it's old pond hockey. That's what
really
they used to call
cool.
That,
pond you know? Hockey. Yeah. I loved it.
But that was fun. You did a great night.
Thanks, Raz.
You did a great night for
Thank
us that
you.
Night. And summertime, you got the tour ready to start.
We're
going to
do some festivals, some fairs this summer. And my main thing right now is just working on new music. That's it. Writing, recording.
Do you record like every time you're like strumming or practicing or singing? Do you have a little recorder going all the time?
I keep my sometimes I sing into my phone.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, catch little things.
There you go. You like using your phone now in performances. I remember the CRS.
It's like a jar, and you're looking for those little fireflies.
I have it. I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Have fun this weekend. Good luck. I hope you have to make two speeches.
Oh man, happy to be invited to the prom.
No. Good to see you always.
You too, Raz.
Keith Urban on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.